He started changing the whole neighborhood. He put a fence up. Then he put a pool in. Cut down half the trees in the neighborhood so he can get sunlight in the pool, you know. And we got to know him, you know. And we kept getting to know him. And then he got to know the Lord. And we really got to know him. And ever since, we've been very strong friends. And not only friends, brothers in the Lord. He pull on me and I pull on him. And then he would pull on me more, and then he'd pull on me more. And then he said, "You know, you are my pastor." So Bob's been a part of us for years. Thank God for his presence. I love the authentic. I love what God's doing amongst us. It goes beyond what man can do. And the life that he's put inside of us of the Holy Spirit that's able to do things that we could never do. And so, you know, Bob's, he was a secret plant, you know. He was doing things without, it was inconspicuous. But the Holy Spirit was using him in a powerful, powerful way. And I, you know, I debated whether or not to share, but I think I need to share still. Because what he shared was so good, I was debating on should we just rest on that. Because we're talking about someone who hasn't been in an organized church, quote unquote. But yet there's still there's something going on the inside of him that's coming up. And that's the life of it. I wish I could get you to share the otter thing maybe another time, because it all kind of goes together, even with the quote that kind of froze us all. You know, what are we really doing, you know? What are we really doing? You know, Christianity can take on such forms, you know, and about the scripture about having a form of godliness and denying the power. And I know I always read that and I say, well, that must be somebody else because I don't have a form. And I found out it was me, you know. I said, wait a minute, because we have forms so fast. We develop them so fastly. So maybe I just need to get more drunk more often, you know. That's it, in the spirit, right. Don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the spirit. It's too easy to put on a play, right? And the Spirit's nowhere around. And without the Spirit, there's no Christianity, you know. Without the Spirit, there's no Christianity. So here's this man has a hole in his heart, and the Holy Spirit revealing it, you know, giving him an aching about it. What am I going to do? I'm going to turn to Bobby, and Bobby's saying, I can't help you. It's only the Holy Spirit can help us. So it's too much Christianity without the Holy Spirit. And so, I'm reading the book of John the other day, and I'm starting to see, you know, you see the Lord's life. And I read that scripture in Matthew chapter 7. Okay. And that's the one that scares me. Here's another one that's, I'm saying it couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. We do all kind of works in his name. Miracles, healing, signs and wonders you do in his name. And he turns to you. I mean, Lord, I'm working hard for you. And he turns to you and says, I never knew you. And see, that couldn't be me, but then and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's. So I'm starting to realize that my biggest need is to know him, right? He said, I never knew you. So my biggest need is to know him, not just initially, not just in the new birth. But I've got to get to know him in life. Okay. Because I see, I didn't think it was me because I know I'm born again. I know him that way. But I'm talking about, like Paul said in Philippians, I want to know you in the power of your resurrection. This is toward the end of his life. I want to know you. I'm like, well, maybe that is me. Maybe I'm doing a lot of things, but I don't really know him. Right? So I'm going, okay, I got to get to know you. I don't know you like I. And so I'm prone to try to do stuff for you, but I really don't know you. Okay. And I find out that that scripture, Jesus, those words were not just for the people of that day. They were for me and for you, that we have to be careful that we don't get into a form, but we really don't know him. And I start, you know, you think back on stuff. And I thought about Rick Jordan. He would tell the story. He said he was in a vision one day. And he went to the throne. Right? He went to the throne in the vision. And he said the Lord was on the throne. I got to share this other part. The Lord said, come closer. Right? And Rick Joyner would just sort of mosey up there, you know, kind of get before the Lord. It ain't going to be like joy and gladness sometimes. It's going to be like there's a reverence and a deep fear come on you, you know. Ask John on the Isle of Patmos, you know. He fell down at his feet. And he said, the Lord kept saying, come closer. The Father kept saying, actually said, come closer. And the Father finally said, I want to see how much of Jesus is inside of you. In other words, I want to see how much you really know him. You know, we think that, and there's some partial truth to this, that we're going to be judged for our works. But, you know, God's going to really want to know, how close have you gotten to my son? How much of him is in you? Because, see, your real value and the real strength of your works and the value of your works is going to depend directly upon how close you know him. Can I say that again? The real value of your works are going to be directly related to how close you are to him. Okay. This is why the Lord would say, this is why we read the scripture over there in Matthew. He said, I never knew you. You can work all you want, but I still never knew you. Okay. So those works, when you get to the throne, some works are going to start burning up, aren't they? It's like the one writer said, you know, you don't want to get before God and just be knee deep in ashes. Right? We're not saying you're not going to make it to heaven. We're just saying that your works. And see, why is that? See, here's God stretching out to PWM. And saying, you can feel me drawing you. You can feel the testimonies, right? You can feel the testimonies. You can kind of sense the worship is getting higher. Roz and Stan and team, it's the things this morning was glowing out, like pinching each other. Don't, please don't let them stop. Don't let them stop. But I knew we had to get Bobby up here, you know. Big Bobby. Because I knew what was strong. And so then we have the quote. You know, that quote, and Kristen Davis sharing, right? And then that quote, not everybody receives that quote, guys. So what I'm trying to say, here's God drawing us closer to him, that quote now means something to us, right? It's not just what we say. It's not just what we say. I believe God. I testify that God's my strength. You know, it's not just what we say. That can turn into a form. You know, we can have our creeds on the wall, but still act like animals. Are y'all following me? Something else has to get down to inside of us, right? We ministered last night on the anointing. See, there's an anointing from God that keeps us. There's an anointing that brings us and that breathes in us and makes us special, right? And then brings us to not our extra levels in God, right? So now we get out of ourselves and we get in the Spirit and we're different and we're changed. So he breathes on us and we get stronger and stronger. We get start walking in the power of his might. It's his glory that starts to surround us. So we then get closer to him. You know, when you read the book of John, you have, let's say in John, what was that? D, can you turn to the John one? 17, I think. Just as you have given him power and authority over all mankind, now glorify him, say that he may give, so that he may give eternal life to all whom, to all whom you have given him, to be his permanently forever. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you. That they may know you. In John 55, 60, 70 times. This is eternal life, that they know you, that they got to know you, that they get to know you. They got to know you spiritually. They have to know you deep inside. Okay. So here's Bob witnessing to his stepson, because I know you. Here's a work that won't burn up. It's based on, because I know you myself. I know you. It's not a, I don't have a Bible doctrine or a creed. I don't care if I'm Baptist, Methodist, you know, I just know you. I know you, right? It's the quote. It's the quote we read. It's a manifestation of his resurrected life that got in Bob, the Lord of the Resurrection, got in Bob, and got Bob got to us. And look, his God lining that thing up for years. Thank God we're going to heaven, but we don't want to see our works burn up either. We want to see our works burn up. So I'm going to study those scriptures. I'm going to lay before the Holy Ghost, and I don't want to do things out of my spiritual nature. I have a spiritual nature. I want to do things in my spiritual nature, not out of my fleshly religion. I have a spiritual nature, and it's called eternal life. I come to give you my life. Not to only die for you and lay down my life. I came to give it back to you in another form of the Holy Spirit. And so the works I do, you're going to do also. I think I will try to tell this Raquel a little bit. She said, was this a dream or you just read it about the otter? A video about the otter. I'm going to try to tell about the otter. Maybe I should just have Raquel share about the otter. Can you share about the otter? No, I'll mess up the otter. This is very important.
This is from, this was on Facebook. There's a baby otter was raised by humans. So he was adopted. And they were giving him his bath for the very first time. So he's raised by humans. He don't know what it's like to be an otter. So when they went to put him in the bathtub, he immediately jumped out. And I don't know if some of you have seen this, but he immediately jumped out because he just didn't know. But then I saw where something in him sparked and he dived into the water and just was swimming and what's happened. I'm like, Lord, this is what you want for us. He realized that he was an otter and he realized that he could swim. And once he realized that, he dived and just was swimming around. And I'm like, Lord, what are you saying? God is doing the same thing. We're heavenly creatures, and he wants us to realize that we're heavenly creatures so that we can operate and swim in that realm.
Glow says a good thing you gave her the mic. Because actually there was an anointing on it. You know, faith shouldn't be hard for us. It's just we try to operate it out of our nature, you know. It should be easy for us because by nature, God, we're born again out of his bosom. And so as soon as we get back into the heavenly life, which is our spiritual nature, we're going to start swimming like crazy. I won't be able to you think we couldn't shut Bob down this morning. I won't be able to shut anybody down. Because as soon as you get back into your spiritual nature, what is it? What is the Holy Spirit trying to tell this group, tell us this morning? Your spiritual nature is to know him. It's not the external works. It's to know him. You can do 25 years worth of work and God will say, I never knew you. But then you find him you get in the water. And you start doing like this. And listen. See, then God's bringing people to you. You're not going out to try to find them. You're not going on a witnessing campaign. God's bringing them into your life. Like Nick. Nick's drunk. But Bob's in the water. Nick's drunk, but Bob's in the water. So Nick said, I got to call my daddy. I'm in my nature. Bob's in his nature. See, church were used to, you know, trying to develop programs, but they're not in the nature. Our biggest need is to know him. That's your biggest need. That's my biggest need. Your biggest need is not more money, and it's not prosperity, and it's not a new pair of kicks. It's not a better job. I'm talking about your biggest need. You might need one. I'm not just talking about your biggest need. It's not a better church. It's not a better whatever. Well, maybe it's a better church. Because if they don't talk about your biggest need, what's your biggest need? It's to know him. When you know him, the works will start taking care of themselves. Bob didn't have to call Nick and beg him. Are y'all listening? Bob did not have to call Nick and beg him. Nick was beating the door down. See, this is a big, oh my goodness. So I'm trying to get this out, and the Holy Spirit keeps saying, please tell them I'm talking to them. Please tell them I'm talking to them. It's like you hear that water running out there. That's like you getting back in the water of the Spirit and letting God do the work. And I can't get this off of me. You tell them that I'm talking to them, that I want to know them. And let the works come out of me knowing them and them knowing me. Abide in me and abide. You know, this is Jesus' life. This is Jesus' life. I don't do anything. Why? Because I know him. I know God. I know God. And see, here's the strong point right here. Here's the strong point. Here's what I want you to hear. You know, we can get so externally minded where, you know, God's really on the inside. And when you know him on the inside, it's not choppy. It's not, okay, Mike, do this. Okay, Mike, tomorrow, do that. Okay, Mike, do this. You know, we kind of want commands. God, tell me what to do and I'll do it. Okay? That's kind of on the outside. That's kind of choppy. That's technical. That's kind of mechanical. But when he gets on the inside of you, you start to get his conscience. You start to get his mind. Right? So see, we want commandments and then we go. God saying, I want you as a son. As a son, you don't need my commandments. All you need is my mind. Right? Let this mind be in you that was also Christ Jesus. Jesus didn't go around asking God, okay, what's next? What's next? What's next? He had his mind. It was deeper than external commands. It's a living command. Servants want commands. Sons want the mind. Right? Servants need commands. Do this, do this. But we're growing up. This is, I can't tell you how strong this is on me about, tell them, I'm talking about them, that they're destined for sonship. And we don't have to keep asking. I just know, no, down in here. I have an anointing from the Holy One, and I know what I'm supposed to do. It's deeper than what man can give you. It's deeper than, you know, God doesn't have to talk to you. He can breathe. Oh, he doesn't have to use words. He can breathe, and you will know exactly what to do. You know exactly what to do. He breathes on his sons and daughters, right? See, when he breathes on you, Pastor Mike, when he breathes on you, here comes this confidence and this peace and this knowing that doesn't matter what the outward circumstances are, I got what I got because I got his mind. What did Paul tell the Corinthians? We have the mind of Christ. We're not externally motivated anymore. That's for the sons on the outside. That's for the ones whose work's starting to burn up. God has positioned your heart this morning to receive this right here. Get back into your nature. Man has tried to raise you. Now you scooped out of the man's hands and got right back in your nature of the Holy Ghost. Here come Nick calling. Watch the people come your way now. Just because now you're living internally. Now you're starting to know him. Now you're beginning to know him. So now when trials and stuff come up, wait a minute. When trials and stuff come up, it comes this knowing. Because it's got to get tested. See, it's got to get tested. How do you prove it? It's not your doctrinal statement. It's not your confession. I believe. Something has to happen on the inside. Isaiah 32:17 says, the effect of righteousness shall be peace. So there's this peace that starts to happen down on the end. Your knowing, your consciousness, your mind is stronger than what's going on the outside. He's done breathed on you because you know him, Rob. You know him like breath. You know him like breath, right? And you can't explain it to man, but I can talk to y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You've been there where your knowing was bigger than the circumstance. Well, your knowing was bigger than what was on the outside. Here are the sons that he's training. So he'll bring other stuff your way. And then your eyes pop out your head. Then you have to say, wait a minute. I got to know her. I got his mind. I don't even have to start asking people what to do because I got his mind. We have an anointing from the Holy One. We know all things. We can kind of know what to do. He doesn't have to even give you a command. You kind of. So if Roz is working for me and I send her to China, she doesn't have to call me back for every situation that come up. If she knows me, there might be certain things that she might hit me, things that are kind of off the wall. But for the most part, as we're missionaries for God, we kind of know what's on him, We're deeper than just external stuff. See, I can see it on Randy. Here's Randy. Oh, I know the Father. Can y'all see where Jesus was our prototype? And so these learned scholars, these Bible scholars, Nicodemus and the rest. Nicodemus said, can you come over here? How do you do this stuff? Nicodemus might have known more in his mind, being a Bible scholar. It wasn't the knowledge, it was the kind of knowledge. What you have is from another place. Oh, yeah, listen. What kind of authority did you have? We understand authority, but what kind do you walk in? Where did it come from? It came from me knowing God. Not me reading about him. Not me reading another book about him. His eternal life, that we may know him. And his guard marking all of us out to know him. Derek, to know him. Burnett, to know him. I want you to know me. I want you to read the book of John. How many times? Just know him, know him, know him, know him. You know, I ministered last night to City of God, and we were talking about the anointing, and Raquel was here. And so last night, God gives her a dream. And I want to make this really, really clear, because there's a purpose of the Father in mind for this, his family right here. Those who are starting to get in his water. We're born of the water and the Spirit, right? We're starting to get in his water. And let him do what he wants. So we talked about the anointing. That's in Rocky dream last night. And one of the dreams, and she had dreamed several, but in one of them, one of the kids here in our child center, the Holy Spirit showed her demonic activity on the inside of her. Even to see the eyes shining out of her, yellow eyes coming out of her. Okay. But with that, God gives you the authority to take control out of it. Right? How does she get that kind of authority to cast the devil out like that? It's not by reading the scripture. I mean, we need to read them, but that's not how it comes. She heard the sermon last night, the message and the impartation last night about the anointing, knowing God, the anointing, you knowing God, right? So the authority to do his works come from knowing him. The authority to do his works come from the more knowing you walk in, the more authority you walk in. The more knowing love itself is the more authority to give love. A lot of Christianity without a lot of knowing. Kristen Davis talked about it. The cult talked about it. See, what knowing does is your display of the resurrection. Here's Paul in Philippians 3. I want to know you. And in the power of your resurrection. What's the evidence? What's the evidence? It's a manifestation of the death conquering life. So listen, we go through trials. Don't look at them as, oh, God. You're trying to get me to know you better. Oh, Satan, you messing up. Because all you're doing is get me to know God better. My leg hurt, I'm just going to know him better. Right? My toes won't work right, I'm just going to get to know him better. Right? I'm just going to say, oh, you're just driving me toward him. My relationship, you're just starting to give me the mind of Christ, right? Guard yourself, it says in 1 Peter, with the same mind. The same mind. I have his conscience now. I don't have to add 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1. I just know. That's mine. You ever been on the phone with somebody and they said, "We were just talking about that. How did you? I just had that conversation with somebody else." You know what happened? They had the mind and you had the mind without even being together. We're operating in the realm of mystery. But that's Christianity. I can't wait for the mysteries tomorrow. Cause I can't wait. I just know I can't wait. I'm going to text Crystal. And hey, Pastor, how you know that? These are people God's raising up. You guys, if you can start to see what God has in mind for us, let that, the truth, you know, there's more to be revealed in his word, right? You read his word one way, and here comes his mind, and man, that thing go poof. I think you can read the same thing for 30 days, and the Holy Spirit can add a whole different light every day. But my consciousness is growing. I have a consciousness that the blood has sprinkled. And I kind of know what I know what I know. And it even works on all levels, right? Bob was sharing about the stepson who was living with somebody. Bob didn't have to say a thing. Because, you know, your real life is going to be in your mind and your conscience. And you start to get the consciousness and mind of Christ. Guess what you won't do anymore? And guess what you will start doing? Guess, watch John 14 come to life. Think about this. When we get the mind of Christ about healing, think about this. We get the mind of Christ about healing. Why were there so many healings in the Bible and them Gospels? Because Christ had God's mind on it. That's all that's what it was. It's not doctrinal. It's not doctrinal. I believe in healing. Well, that's not enough. It's not enough. You get the Father's mind on it. All struggles are gone. Somebody walked up to you and say, you know, it's not God's will. You're like, you don't have God's mind. You don't have God's mind. Here we go. Walking in the new creation, back in, I'm like the otter rock, I'm like the otter. Wasn't that a good story? Just get me in the spiritual waters. Doubts will evaporate. They evaporate. The biggest need is to know him. We start to walk in the newness of life and the flow of the Spirit. Revelation starts to flow. Understanding starts to flow. Things sequence a different way. You know. You touch the ocean. You touch the edge of the ocean, and you haven't even touched anything yet. This is how it is when we get in the Spirit. You know, it's just beginning, just that teeny bit. But that teeny bit can heal a city. That's what we're dealing with. You wade in the water and the city get changed. That's what we're talking about here. And God's raising up these sons. I can't stop. BJ, if you can come on up here. God's raising up these sons. You ever get it in your mind, you know, I got to shut down because it's late. And God said, that's not my mind. That's exactly right. That's my mind, you know. You know, it's 1 o'clock or whatever. Don't leave. Here's my son. God said, here's my son. Here's what I'm going to give you, my spirit, and I'm going to give you my mind. In other words, down in my conscience. So when we think, you know how fast your mind is? Your mind can think 10 things. And think about the mind of Christ, guys. Think about the range we're talking about here. You can do the impossible. So here's God saying, okay, I'm going to give you my spirit. I'm going to give you my mind. So you'll know my will in the blink of an eye before you can hardly think it, right? Before you ask, you said, I'm going to do it. Before you can all, I know, you know, Smith Wigglesworth would say this. I know my business. He had the mind of God on it. You know, he wasn't cocky. He just had the mind of God on it. John G. Lake said, if you don't get healed, I'll give you, you come to my meeting, don't get healed, I'll give you $50. Sounds cocky. Nope. All he had was the mind of Christ. He was in the water. Oh, yeah. There's a confidence here. There's a confidence here that's bigger than my confidence. It's not self-confidence. It's a God confidence. It's a God mind. Here are the children that he's raising up. That we learn not to want commandments, just give me your mind. And you know it instantly. Instantly you'll know what to do. That's the life for BJ. That's the life for BJ. Did we have the oil up here, right? Can you go get it for me? I'm not going to use it. It's just a... Here are the children that God's raising up. Here are the sons that God's raising up. We have the mind of Christ. Our biggest need is to know him deeper. Many times we put works before knowing. Ever been there? Thank you, Dee. The religious crowd and the crowds around Jesus said, what work do we do that we can obtain eternal life? And he said, this is the work that you... believe on me. Okay. So for everybody here, BJ and all of us here, if I could, I would just come pour oil on you. All that is getting it down inside of you and you knowing him better. And then the works start coming out of the oil. The works start coming out of the oil that's in you. Nick, you know what? Nick was really crying out, I want to know him. Our answer to a lot of our questions to God, you don't really know me. I mean, you're born again, but you don't know me. You know the scripture, but you don't know me. Are y'all following? Because, like our quote said, it's not enough to declare it. Some people can declare it so good. They got it framed up. You can say, well, as soon as you say hi, here it comes. I just want to see how you were. I want you to declare to me. Are y'all listening to me? How you doing? Oh my goodness. It comes a religious flow. Instead of this flow. You know, this can get so strong where you say, you gotta say, okay, Pastor Glow, you I can't get so close to you because my legs get weak when I get close to you. There's some life coming out there. That's for me. That's for you and me. This is the crowd. These thoughts keep running through me. This is the crowd of people that I raised up, that I'm training, that I'm trusting, that I'm going to give them my mind that'll be different than traditional Christianity. It's people right here. It'll come through in the worship. It'll come through in the testimony service. It'll come through with the opening. It'll come through Pastor Roz. It'll come through Stan. It'll come through the drama. It'll come through whatever. It'll come through the intercessors. It'll come through the offering. It'll even come through the offering. These are my people. God said, this is my people. These are my people. And I train them my way. And they get to know me. Thank you, B. Tony, you want to close? Did you have something? Is it relevant or? Okay. All right. All of our tests and trials, everything is to get to know him better. Every bit of it is to get to know him better. Don't waste your sorrows. Don't waste your trials. Get to know him better through them, you know. Look, even if you waste them, they're going to keep coming. They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. If you don't have, listen, I'm going to get shot, but if you don't have one today, you'll get one tomorrow. God's going to make sure, because that's the way you get to know him better. Right? We're born for this. Are y'all reading something I need to read? Oh. So, like he said. Great faith is the product of great fights. Great testimonies, thank you, Bob, are the outcome of great tests. You think Bob wasn't tested? Great triumphs can only come out of great trials. Every stumbling block must become a stepping stone. And every opposition must become an opportunity. And I'm going to put it on the back of that, an opportunity to know him more. Paul in Philippians, I want to know you. This is Paul. This is one of the most mature men on the planet, spiritually. I want to know you. To me, to live is Christ and die is gain. Amen. So here's this house raising up spiritually, right? Raising up spiritually. Getting some meat, not just, you know, trinkets. Getting some meat so we can please him. Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. It's amazing that God, how much God considers us and wants us to be connected to him as a source. You know, he wants us to be connected. Just yesterday, I saw the scripture about how he, we are the branches, you know, and he's the tree, you know, and, you know, apart from him, we can do nothing. Right. And it just prompted, the Lord just gave me a word basically saying, you know, just like a power switch, you know, if you've been disconnected to the source, like a light, you know, if you flick that power switch, you might get a spark right before it goes right back out. But God says, you know, we can do a work without him, but it won't have much power. But if we connect to him, the power in our works will be so much that we won't even be able to bear it, you know, because it's him doing the work. It's him being doing all the stuff. So God wants us to get connected so that we can walk out the life that he's called us to be. And we have to get that mindset that we can't do nothing without him. So in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for that word, Lord God, which the pastor gave us, Lord God, because it's something that we need, oh, Lord God. We need it to go higher. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we're reaching a place where we have to stay connected, Heavenly Father, oh, Lord God, so that we can get to the next realm, that we can get to the next level. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, oh, Lord, for this word, oh, Lord God. We just pray that it sits in our heart, Lord God, that we won't depart from this word when we leave, oh, Lord God, but it will continue to grow in our hearts, grow in our minds, that it will constantly be on the forefronts of our mind, oh, Lord God, so that we may be able to trust in you even more, oh Lord God, and trust in ourselves even less. Heavenly Father, let your works be done, oh Lord God, through us, oh Lord God, as we stay connected. Heavenly Father, any obstacles, anything that keeps us from being connected to you, oh Lord God, we pray that it be removed. Heavenly Father, let us use every opportunity to get closer to you, oh Lord God. Let that be our primary purpose on this earth, oh Lord God, for relationship with you, Jesus, oh Lord God. So Heavenly Father, as we build this this new bridge, oh Lord God, together with you by the tools of your hand, oh Lord God, hold us up, Lord God, give us the strength to keep pushing forward, oh Lord God. So we just thank you once again. We thank you for everyone that's in attendance, oh Lord God, and we just pray, oh Lord God, that you will keep them, oh Lord God, keep them from the mind all the way to the foot of their body, oh Lord God. And in Jesus' name, we just pray that we be strengthened by your spirit as we walk in it day by day. In Jesus' name, amen.